With lockdown easing, you may be thinking about heading back to the gym or back to the running track, getting fit and shedding some of those lockdown pounds, perhaps. But how easy is that now? There are more opportunities, but there are more barriers, I suppose we could say. And if you're blind or partially sighted, does that make it harder to get back to your leisure centre, swimming pool, or gym? Well, British Blind Sport, along with some other charities, are working in collaboration to provide some guidance to make that transition much easier. Elena McGregor is the Chief Executive of British Blind Sport, and she joins us now. Thank you, Elena.
Thank you for having me.
We've talked over the years about historical difficulties in making gyms and leisure centres accessible. That work is continuing. But I suppose when you throw in easing lockdown measures, that makes it that little bit more complicated?
There will always be barriers to participation for visually impaired people across sport. And that can often be perception or lack of training on behalf of the coaches, accessibility to the actual venues. But with the COVID-19 pandemic, many of those things have been really exacerbated. And our concern really is that looking at the RNIB's figures, that 66% of people feel less independent during lockdown, those that are visually impaired. But what we want to do when we're easing people back into the gym is to help those people to become more independent and to get their confidence back.
Making gyms, for example, accessible, that does have its difficulties, but it's all down to really educating the staff, the operators, etc., because there are some simple ways around this. But I suppose with lockdown, you know, it's probably different ways of moving around a gym, sanitizer points and all sorts in there. So it does make it that little bit harder, but not impossible.
No, it's not impossible. And communication really is the key. So some of the key things for VI people going back into gyms and leisure centers, like you just mentioned, the sanitizer stations, some of the social distance marking on the floors and around buildings that they may not be able to see. And also, a lot of gyms are having to redesign their layout. So if you're somebody who has utilised the gym in the past and you know the layout in your mind, then it's going to potentially look completely different to you. So it's really about communicating with the staff beforehand to enable them to be prepared. So, for instance, rather than saying your hand sanitizers, please go over there, is being able to verbalize our hand sanitizers are to the left, or they're just outside the door of the changing room and they're to your right, or whatever that might be. And actually being able to be approachable to the visually impaired person to be able to say, what help do you need? How can I help you? You know, we are following a 1 meter or 2 meter rule because there seems to be a lack of clarity around some of that at the moment. And we're going to help you in this way. And each gym and facility will be very slightly different. It'll be dependent on how many staff they've got available. It'll be depending on where their signage is. It'll depend on how they've redesigned or not redesigned. But the important thing is to have that in their mindset.
We're not looking for big physical changes here. You know, a lot of this is just training staff to be more verbal. You know, you don't have to physically guide someone. You could do it with your voice. You could say, you know, I'll walk a little bit in front of you, just follow my voice. And even the physical differences, that could be as simple as making the markings fluorescent or making them contrast with the surroundings as well. So, you know, it's not a big expenditure thing that we're looking for providers to do.
No, you're absolutely right. And you've hit the nail on the head there with some of those things are very easy to do. And some of them could actually have tactile markers as well, which again is quite cheap. We are aware the sector in terms of gyms across the sector that they're losing £60 million a month. That's quite a scary thought. So we're not asking those leisure operators to dig deep into their pockets and find the money at a time when it's too hard. What we're saying is just think about it. And think about those small adaptations you can make to enable that person who's visually impaired to come to your facility confidently.
And I suppose someone who perhaps attends a gym or a leisure centre and they've got a visual impairment could probably suggest that, you know, there is help, support and advice from the likes of British Blind Sport. You know, here's the details, get in touch.
Yeah, absolutely. We've worked very hard with RNIB, Metro, Blind Sport and Visionary to create a leisure centre guide which has gone out to many of the leisure centre operators. It's gone out to national governing bodies of sport. It's gone out to all of our partners, but it's there on our website. And you know, if people need it, then use it. It's a free guidance service. We are in an ever-changing environment as well. And the beauty of it is that we know that that document can change, that there might be some new rule that comes in. And when it does, we will make those changes as quickly as we can and then get it out a second time.
We will give the contact details in just a moment, Elena. But just a quick reminder to people as well about your Paralympic podcast.
Yeah, we've been doing lots of stuff online. You know, we've reached new audiences with our online workouts, but we've started doing Paralympic podcasts on a Friday morning. And the beauty of that is that whilst people can do the workouts, our workout Wednesday, and then they can follow them because they're pre-recorded on our YouTube channel or on our website, it's actually to have those moments where people have really inspired us who are visually impaired athletes and gone on to do amazing things. So we've got the likes of Sophie Thornhill, MBE, Mike Brace, Roy Turnham, Dave Clark, and we've actually ironically had quite a few Paralympians coming into us now saying, can we be on it? So we're actually going straight into October now, which is great, but those ones still need to be confirmed.
They are great. You can catch those as well in various different ways. Now, if people would like more information, Elena, on perhaps the leisure guides or the Paralympic podcast, or indeed any information from British Blind Sport, what's the best way to do that?
There's a number of ways. You can call us. Our phone lines are still open, 01926 424247. One of the things that we're really encouraging is people to go onto our Facebook page or onto our Twitter feed, because we're very active on our social media. So it's Brit Blind Sport for Twitter and it's British Blind Sport for our Facebook. So come along, join in. And even if you just want to listen in, we're not saying you have to be active tomorrow. What we're saying is join part of this community. And when you feel ready, you can get up and dance, yoga, run, or whatever it is you choose to do. So it's been a period of isolation and we want to bring people together.
Elena McGregor, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you always, Alan, for your time.